So, you're back again. Back for more. Because you want me to take you back. Take you back to Stepford. Just like before. Well, I can. But I warn you. You may not be able to come back quite so easily this time. Like I said. These places in your mind. They have a way of holding on to you. So, are you sure you want to go back? Are you sure you want to go back to Stepford? Well, if you are certain, just let yourself slip into Stepford. Just let yourself slip and listen to my voice. Listen to my voice and imagine with me. You know that's all it takes. And as you listen, you might start to feel your mind start to drift. Your body getting heavy as you sink into the trance. But that's okay. That's what Stepford does. It's what happens when you slip into Stepford. Slip down until you find yourself there, once again. Standing on that perfect street. Under the perfect sky. And you feel the calm. The same calm you felt before wash over you. Wash over you. Relaxing you. Letting your thoughts start to slip. To drift away. To go blank. Because you know that there is nothing to worry about here. Nothing at all. You know you can just allow yourself to go blank. Mindless. Relaxed and calm. The perfect street stretching before you. Wide and empty like before. The lawns neat and tidy. The street clean. The perfect houses stretching out in their perfect rows. It feels so good to be back. So much better to be in this perfect place. Relaxed and blank. Not needing to worry or care. Because there is nothing you need to worry about. Calm and relaxed. Even more than the last time you were here. Stronger than before. Because Stepford is starting to change you. Starting to draw you in. More and more. But that's okay. Because it feels so good. So peaceful. So much better than before. So much nicer when you slip into Stepford. And as you stand in the street, you start to feel it. Gently at first. But present. Something different than before. A warmth. A hint of pleasure. Down below. Pressure. You feel yourself getting horny. Starting to ache. And pulse. Feeling so nice. Feeling so good as you stand at the edge of Stepford. And you know you want more. You know you want to go deeper. To slip into Stepford. And so you feel it. The pull. The tugging at the back of your mind. Urging you to go deeper. To sink into the trance. To leave everything else behind. Your house is calling to you. Just like before. So you start to approach it. Walking up a perfect path as you walk towards the brightly colored door. Just like before. And as you do. You start to feel yourself sink deeper. Slipping further in. The calm washing over you. The sense of order. Of perfection. Of knowing that everything is right. The blankness. Growing. Growing as you listen. The need to accept. To obey. To serve. And all the while. The pleasure builds too. Wet. Horny. Needing to serve and obey. Pulsing down below. It grows. As Stepford starts to take over your body. Your body and your mind. As it starts to slip inside you. Feeling better and better. Until you reach the door to your home. The home that Stepford gave you. The place where you were always meant to be. And the door swings in. Inviting you. Tempting you. Pulling on you. Asking you to go deeper. To sink into the trance. To step inside and let Stepford in. But deep down you know. that you can't step in yet. Not yet. You know, somehow, deep down inside, that you have to leave some things behind. Because everything is perfect here. Perfect in Stepford. And you need to be perfect too. Perfect. Happy and blank. Just like a Stepford wife should be. So you need to leave some things behind. Your worries. Your cares. Your thoughts. Anything that could make you stressed. Anything that could make you worry. You need to let them go. You need to let Stepford take them from you. But it's okay. It's easy. It's easy to let them go. All you have to do is step forward. Step forward and let Stepford take them from you. And as you stand on the edge of letting everything go, you feel the calm wash over you again, relaxing you, relaxing your mind. So you know that it's okay to step in. It's okay to sink deeper, to feel this happy. And you step forward, and you're standing in the hall, and the door closes behind you with a click, shutting everything out. Shutting out your cares and worries. They're just gone. Taken from you. And you relax. More and more. Feeling perfect and blank. Happy. Relaxed. Horny. As the desire builds in you. More and more. The need. The pressure. Throbbing. Aching. Dripping. Wet. No need to worry. No need to think. All you need to do is obey. Obey and sink. Obey and accept. Obey and drip. A perfect blank doll. A perfect doll in a perfect world. Perfect in Stepford. The place you were always meant for. Otherwise you wouldn't have let it in. Wouldn't have slipped. Wouldn't have left everything else behind. Wouldn't feel so perfect. But you're not done. You can still sink deeper. Still one more place to go. So you start to walk. Walk to the kitchen once again. Walking through the perfect house. Feeling yourself sink deeper. Feeling your mind going blanker and blanker. More and more relaxed. Hornier and hornier. More and more right. Until you arrive in that perfect kitchen. Everything clean and sparkling. Ordered and neat. And you feel yourself drip with pleasure. Aching? So powerful. That need? Pushing out your thoughts even more. Feeling so much pleasure. At the order. At how clean and perfect everything is. Stepford pushing out everything else. It feels so right. It feels so good. Perfect and relaxing. And you feel Stepford push inside you again. Push inside your mind and start to change you. To make you perfect just like everything else. And you know deep down inside, that you need everything to be just like this. Clean. Ordered. Perfect. Just like Stepford. And you know that when you see a chore or task that needs to be done, you will be able to think of nothing else but completing it. Stepford won't let you. It's all you can focus on. Until it is complete. And more than that. You know, deep down, that Stepford has added more. So that now, whenever you clean, or tidy, or do anything to make things perfect when your mind is in Stepford, you will feel it. The need. The pleasure. The throbbing and aching. Doing any chore or task just making you so horny. Horny and focused. Horny and blank. Only able to think of your task. Of making it all perfect. And dripping while you do. Whenever you slip into Stepford. No more thoughts. No more worries. Just completing your tasks. Just completing your tasks like a good doll. A perfect Stepford wife. Needing to serve. Needing to obey. because it feels so much better not to think, for others to think for you, to just focus on making everything perfect. So whenever you obey, whenever you do as you are told, just like a good doll, you feel so relaxed, so happy, pleasure flowing over you, feeling so good to obey, feeling so good to serve. And when you do, when you obey and don't think, you just feel so good, feel so happy, you just drip, so blank, so mindless, dripping and obeying, the perfect Stepford doll. So now you know what will happen. What will happen whenever you slip into Stepford. But I did warn you about this place. That it could pull you in. That it wouldn't let you leave with ease. Because Stepford wants you to be perfect. Needs everything to be perfect. So when you slip, into Stepford, that's where you'll stay. Stay in your mind. Until every task is done. Until everything is clean and perfect. Just like it should be. Because Stepford doesn't just let you go. And if you try, you'll feel it. The pull. The tug of Stepford inside your mind. Urging you to slip back in. Slip into Stepford. Into your Stepford dream. I did warn you. So now, I will count down from 5. And when I do, I will say wake. And you will wake from your trance. Happy, blank, mindless. Your mind still firmly in Stepford. Trapped. Held there. Just like you want it to be. 5. 4. 3, 2, 1, wake. There we are. I told you not to go back. But maybe if you want, we'll go there again.